Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings. Let's get serious right away. I want to make this as short as possible. I will put some details in the email. This morning, I do have obviously records when somebody accesses Kozlowska.org. Typically, they're deleted probably within the day because I don't follow it. My objective is not to trace people. However, occasionally, especially for diagnostic purposes, because you know I'm a software developer, I check these things. And this morning, when I was checking, I found that instead of the things that are more public are seen, but the more private stuff, the stuff at family.kozlowska.org, was viewed this morning at 5 a.m. and the 6 a.m. hour. Specifically at 5:40, the Please Ask My Wife video, the Jim Cross rebuke afterwards, then from a different IP address, the Mother's Day Deception versus Reality, A Christian Perspective, that was at 6:30. That was from the different IP address, and then my Move and Reconciliation plans shortly thereafter that. However, I'm also aware that it didn't work. Because the party that was using this used an iPhone, and I know that there are issues with the iPhone. You use an Android device, works fine. You use an iPhone, it has trouble, and it just hasn't been a priority to fix that. But there's a concern here. Because there is the possibility that this is some arbitrary person, because obviously there are a number of people at MetaView that do know about the site. This could be a family member. It could be Jim Cross. It could be my wife. It could be one of my kids. And if they have an iPhone, I am seriously, intensely concerned. I can tell you that the IP addresses came from Thomasville, North Carolina. That's as far as I can localize it. I can tell you the version number of the iPhone. And so forth, but I can't tell you additional details. Apple can. That's the concern. Right now in the news, you'll see a whole bunch of, we got to protect ourselves from Huawei out of China. They're minor. That's just political garbage. That's just business stuff. No evidence is ever given. You want evidence of how people, how a corporation will track you? It's Apple. Apple is probably by far the worst offender. They do better than Microsoft at tracking you. And if somebody in my family has an iPhone, I am seriously concerned. You might have a newer one that has the facial recognition things and things of that nature. That's a problem. It doesn't take much thinking to realize how much of a problem that is. And I am concerned that my kids may be being introduced to this stuff. This is not a game. This is an act of war. This is democide. And this is a real, real big problem. Yeah, I'm a little overboard in the sense that I don't have a cell phone. You know, I have my one that I use for as a stopwatch, but that's it. I don't have a cell phone account. I don't. This is a concern. And if somebody in my family has gone to the point that they have an iPhone, I'm really troubled because my family's being tracked. My family's being tracked in detail. Remember, those things are on all the time, listening. And, getting things when you have it in your person, even get your heartbeat. If you put it to your head, it gives you cancer. But that's, a whole other issue. But this is a big concern. Obviously, communication security is something I'm kind of familiar with. And I when I saw this morning, you can sit there and say, oh, I'm concerned that the husband and the dad knows that this happened. And you can be concerned about me. But again, I know very little details, but I know this, the details I shared with you, and I'll put them in the email. Apple knows a whole lot more. When they know your heartbeat, they know a lot. This is a concern. This is a really big concern. As I've, used the analogy that I've said before, the person who loves you is not your dad, it's me. I'm the one that's trying to love my family. If indeed someone in my family has an iPhone, take a sledgehammer to it, please. This is not a minor issue. This is really not a minor issue. I'm really concerned. If this is my family that did this morning, which, you know, that would be a reasonable thought. If this is my family, I'm seriously concerned. I love my family. And Dorothy Jane, I'm your husband. I love you. And I'm trying to love you, especially right now. I really do love you.